Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the BH Sills Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Show will be about 40 minutes today. We're going to continue talking in our series of natural medicines, herbs, clays, tinctures, cleanest water on the planet, how to nourish the mind, the body, and the soul. We'll take a look at looking inside. How to heal your mind with nature. Today we're meditating with healing wind chimes and singing bowl, which helps you to focus for meditation or yoga. You will feel the creativity in life and good mental, sexual, ethereal, health, and joy. We'll be right back with the first episode of today's show. Thanks for joining us. We're going to start out with superfoods. We'll be right back. Hey, Silver Streakers, thanks for joining us today. This is the part of the program, for those of you that have been following me in my series of workouts for geriatrics, where today we're going to concentrate on the meditation and concentration of our form of yoga. I want you to please place either your left or right hand in a clenched fist over your heart and breastbone. And I want you to simply practice the breathing that we've talked about. I'm going to do my own. I'm going to take 7. Hold it. Blow it out for a count of 4, parsing it through my lips, and I'm going to repeat that 3 times. I'm going to ask that you all do your own form, as few or as many as you can do right now. Ready? Going to give everybody a couple of seconds to catch up with your own cycle. I want you to now please alternate whichever hand you presently have clenched over your breast and chest bone, breastbone, heart. Switch it to the other hand, making a clenched fist. And now with your free hand, be it left or right, I want to revisit taking your fingers with your one hand while the other is clenched over your heart, and put your fingertips cupping your nose, your brow over your two eyes, with your fingers slightly pressing on your eyebrows for a count of 10. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take some more deep calming breaths. Remember what we talked about. As you practice this breathing, having it become second nature will help oxygenate your brain, your lungs, your heart, open up your pineal gland, your neural fiber highway, get in touch with your lungs, your liver, your heart, your brain. I want you to now take the hand that's presently over your breastbone, over your heart. Now have both hands free. Shake out your fingers. Now I want you to put both hands, right and left, on your temples, with your index fingers pressing in on your temples, touching your baby fingers and your other fingers as much as your limitations will allow you, flexibility wise, if you have arthritis or whatever, mobility in your fingers, making an all-encompassing face mask with your fingers, pressing in on the temples slightly, rotating them clockwise, your index fingers, counterclockwise, breathing, practicing the undulation that will come naturally in, out. I want you to circle your brows with your other fingers, trying to keep the points of contact with your fingers if you can. More concentrated effort, whether you actually can do it or not. We're now concentrating on breathing, pressure points, focus. I want you to close your eyes. Listen to the music and practice the cycle, breathing rhythmically, circulating your fingers on pressure points. You now can improvise as you see fit. Take your fingers off. Put more pressure on your skull, your forehead, your cheekbones, your temples, your eyebrows, your lids. You're actually massaging your tension out of your cranial, facial area, nostrils, nasal passage. Take a nice deep breath. Silver streakers, those of you that have been joining me, practice the flexology, the reflexology, be it seated, standing. Just simply take your right arm, palm up, extend it out as far as you can with no pain or distress. And remember our practice each day. Whatever your maximization is today, go an inch further, a centimeter. Practice the elongation of the arms. Do rhythmic circles with your right arms clockwise, counterclockwise. Up, down, bring it over your head, touch your left shoulder. Alternate hands, do the same motions, start to incorporate your individual training of your own self-improvisation, of now the yoga, stretching, mind concentration, and breathing that we're incorporating into today's segment. Take a moment to clear your mind, focusing on what we just talked about for the last 5 minutes, and starting to incorporate that in your day-to-day repertoire. And as we work out together here, and you do your motions, exercises, diet tips, recipes, moving forward, and on our 60-day money-back guarantee program, should you decide to try any of our fine products to help you nutritionally, all the other of this information is totally free, always under the guise of your practitioner. You to clear your mind for 30 seconds, relax, take a deep breath, then please join me on the back side when we come right back after this message. Thanks for joining us. Stay with us. Talk about superfoods on the back side of the break. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back to today's show, everyone. It's Grandpa Bill here. Thanks for joining us. And we're going to take a look at continuing with our meditation sound in the background. Wind, chimes, and singing bowl. Relaxing sounds for stress. I want to talk about stress, especially for we silver streakers, as we continue to talk about our mental health and wealth. And healing our mind with nature is part of our repertoire of our workout for geriatrics. If you're living with anxiety or stress of any form, you probably ask yourself consistently, haven't you been living with it long enough? Are you ready for the solution that can help eliminate anxiety? Peace of mind is innate within all of us and within the mind. All along our sojourns in life, we've kept trying to find something from the outside in most instances. However, truth lies from within, and so does peace. It doesn't exist in the world as we know it, and as we've been conditioned to perceive it. Therefore, the combination of truth and peace does exist within our mind, but we have to be reawoken in many instances and learn to find that peace from within, in order to be within you, and therefore without you, if you will. A little bit later at my business show, we'll talk about how meditation can interlap into business life's where applicable, also for we seniors. Thank you. how your professional life can benefit from meditation, and how you can transform yourself into who you want to be, professionally and personally. Transformation. Especially through meditation, breathing, exercising, can indicate and help strengthen the mind once we reformulate what's in our memory banks, what needs to be discarded. Meditation can cause changes in one's life, and it can also be life-changing. Your consciousness changes as you refresh memories, refresh your brain, discard your mind's plural through your sojourns in life. And it's only when one's consciousness along the way is enhanced and changes that it's truly possible for a person in and of themselves fundamentally change. The initial changes one experiences are usually superficial or external. But with the right practice, the right natural nutrients, the right conditioning, the right mindset, you actually can improve health, get sounder sleep, have better attention and focus. There are deeper and more profound levels that come during the cause in the course of meditation, depending on how deep you take it. If it is spiritual to some, and if it is a spiritual growth and expansion of your consciousness towards the consciousness of conceptualizing the universe, depending on who you read, who you follow, what have you, practitioners of the meditation often speak of their experiences in a matter-of-fact way, but the changes they go through are ones that tear down barriers and actually change all these gaps between ages, generations, cultural, and again, Middle Eastern, Far Eastern, whatever, the kind of deep inner changes that allow people to gain peace, warmth, gentleness and compassion. You can actually become liberated from whatever ball and chain, Jacob Marley in business, if you will. Cause hurt, conflict. You can even reconcile with your enemies, even if they don't want to reconcile with you. Most people who practice meditation to whatever degree, to whatever form, faction, philosophy, outlook, self-informatization, a relaxing moment, the whole broad scope of it, aren't universally looking for spiritual growth necessarily. Most are looking to unload some sort of baggage, not only from their minds, but from their psyche, from their memory, from exorcising it from their lives. So while this happens naturally to some degree along the way, people experience joy and surprise, as you can and will gain the enlightenment that are your encapsulation of what the universe is through your perception when you're fine-tuning your sensory perceptions to what the universe is through your interpretation. Furthermore, they gain enlightenment about where you come from, why we live here, where we go after we die, whatever. Whoever's beliefs are, religiously, agnostically, whatever. The result of these enlightenments is that they naturally begin to live the lives that reflect the realizations about whatever, I'm using quotation fingers, the universe, wisdom, nature, nature's flow, nature's ebb, nature's tides, lives that are in essence lived for others without even the thought of the mind that they're doing so. Going to our earlier point of conditioning yourself to the breathing, you're doing it almost non-cognizantly. So meditation can and is a deep and truthful introspection if you're ready to open those corridors to go deep into the living room, if you will, of your own introspection. The introspection provides the basis for enlightenment and change. Those of you that are believing in your outer bodies and what we've been malaligned and conditioned to, sometimes possibly can't know that the mind and body are one, and that we are all one people, and the world is one central self of life and death. So, to some factions and levels of meditation, which avenue you decide to branch off into during your own self-improvisation, the meditation method can guide people to discard their bodies and minds so that you can be enlightened to whatever infinite and external wisdom that you feel as though encapsulates your version of the universe, nature, your surroundings, when it's a concerted effort to make that discovery. All I'm going to be continuing to do is be a conduit to good information, hopefully perceived as such, as a harbinger of, but hoping to teach us all, myself included, how to live with nature's flow, how to live with others amicably, calmly, in unison with like-minded, intuitive individuals, be it business at that platform. That's certainly what I want to align with, but being in life, how to be humble and considerate of others, revisit that, and how to live with other pearls of wisdom I've picked up along the way. Each of us is part of this universe to whatever degree, faction, how we got here, whatever. We're here. So it's possible for anyone to recover their faction of their original nature, of their encapsulation, of their universe as they perceive it, when they're aware that it's their perception, not somebody's preconception. Literally and figuratively, have a mind of your own. Reborn your mind, if you will, with your real body and your real mind. To some, that's why meditation is the vehicle to discover that, to find that freedom. It can and will make you feel that you've done your work, whatever that is. What is your calling in life? What's your true calling in life? What are you going to do for the world? What are you going to do for the world as it exists? What are you going to do for the world moving forward? So this isn't about religion. This isn't about spirituality per se, the platforms at the show. I hold my own beliefs in both factions. My conception of encapsulation of this universe, if you will. That's where my peace comes from. The element that is meant to control my universe as I encapsulate and envision it. Once I can achieve a permanent peace, then I can give it to others. I hope to serve that in way of being a harbinger of hopefully perceived good information. Again, what meditation is right for anybody? Most assuredly not for me to say. What direction is right for you? You can do a informal self-assessment if you'd like. Self-categorizing yourself, self-assessing yourself. What are you looking to do if indeed you encompass meditation if you haven't before? To relax more? Is it anxiety? Is it stress? Is it a relaxation form to alleviate that? Do you actually want to go inside yourself to learn about yourself? Do you want to gain insight to whatever your problems are as you perceive them, financial or otherwise? Do you want to feel better physically and mentally? Do you want to feel better emotionally? What's your reason? What's your why? What, if anything, concerns you about meditation? Is it the most, like, if you are mobile, is it that you have to feel as though you have to sit? So it's limiting your motion, or you're restricting it, or you won't be able to stop thinking to shut your mind off, or you don't have time, it seems too complicated, you're afraid of being alone with your own thoughts. I'm trying to pick arbitrarily categories for you. Only you can answer whatever your categories are. I'm just throwing out random categorizations. Are you extremely tired? Are you bored? Are you ill? Are you infirmed? Are you very nervous? You can't sit still? Have you always meditated? Have you always loved it? Are you a virtuoso? You have wandering, racing mind, scattered brain. Do you want to achieve success and productivity if it's work-oriented, related, driven, whatever? Anxiety, stress, worries, anger, focus, concentration, spirituality, enlightenment, improve sleep, achieve success, break bad habits, health, weight loss, obsessive thoughts, the gamut, pretty much all of today's subjects, topics. We'll take a look at all of it and try to assess it from reinforcing self-improvisation, again, putting the mind, the body, and the soul in touch with itself to allow the body to be capable of healing itself naturally. Also with the nourishment and sustenance of clean water, clean superfoods, supplements, and beneficial foods that go to the cellular level to attain and maintain nutritive value, and detoxification products that allow good immune support. To keep body engine lubricated, functioning in balance, staying grounded with a holistic approach in unison with intuitives and a legion of like-minded individuals looking to do the same. We'll be right back in a moment. Thanks for joining us. Hey everyone, it's Grandpa Bill. Thanks for coming back and staying with us. You know, when we do these restorative movements and our exercises, even when we're self-improvising them for our workout for geriatrics, it retains a strong therapeutic quality. I talked about a little bit of Qigong, Tai Chi. It's likely to address what the body wants and needs at the time. Therapeutic and self-healing aspect of healthy improvised Qigong will help and remain a healthy method of self-connection, balance, and balance on all levels, physical, imaginal, emotional, mental, and mythological. The more these levels can be under the guidance and direction of yourself, the better your life is. More self-connection, more self-control, whole brainness, more inner sunshine and radiance, feeling more loved on the inside. Each person heals differently. When it radiates from within, it's easier to maintain. So when talking about diets and nutrition for food and sustenance to coincide with the cerebral health, we've talked a lot about coconut oil, MCTs, and how they bypass the bile metabolism and go directly to your liver, where they're converted into ketones. The liver then immediately releases the ketones into your bloodstream, where they're transported to your brain to be used as fuel. Research has shown that the ketone bodies produced by MCTs provide a stable source of energy for the brain during periods of low blood sugar without the neurological risks associated with high blood sugar. It's why most and a lot of physicians who have patients that are actually affected by diabetes or neurodegenerative conditions like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, and multiple sclerosis, just to mention a few. Ketones appear to be the preferred source of the brain food being recommended by such people as Dr. Mary Newport. She has shown that ketone bodies may help the brain recover from lack of oxygen-induced brain death in newborns, all the way up through adults. Additionally, ketones can help the heart patient recover from a heart attack, and they can effectively shrink cancerous tumors. So MCT oils will be a good segue into our next shows, series of how they lower blood sugar, increase nutrient absorption of natural anticonvulsive, how they improve athletic performance and recovery. We'll talk about that in our workout for geriatrics. Appetite control and weight loss. Coconut, for one, boosts brain function. Additional research has shown that regular MCT consumption in dogs with age-related mental decline increases the phospholipid and omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, content in the parietal cortex of the brain. Omega-3 fatty acids are found in fish, not coconut oil. The researchers believe that the presence of the MCTs allowed omega-3s to be liberated from fat stores and utilized in the brain where they are most needed to help form solid memory centers. The average size adult should consume 3 to 4 teaspoons of coconut oil daily. This could be taken orally, added to your food, or applied directly to your skin. Can be taken in the form of coconut oil, milk, meat, or flakes. Coconut milk, we've talked about before, provides approximately 1 tablespoon of coconut oil for every 3 ounces. People with diabetes type 1 and 2 or neurological disease would benefit from up to 8 to 10 tablespoons of coconut oil or MCT oil daily. The health benefits of coconut oil are many: moisturizing the skin, improving the metabolism, aiding in weight loss, boosting immunity, preventing memory loss, boosting energy, and improving heart health, and actually nourishes your hair as well. In a study of coconut oil, the antioxidant effects were shown to provide anti-stress benefits. After being stress-induced through swim and cold-resistant tests, mice treated with virgin coconut oil in one study showed less oxidative stress. Analysis of their brains also found higher levels of antioxidants, among other health improvements, compared to mice not fed the same nutritional oil. This research suggests that coconut oil may be beneficial to individuals suffering from chronic stress, compromised mental and physical health-related conditions, including depression and hypertension. So know the facts about coconut oil and saturated fat. MCTs absorb into the gut, they're processed in the liver, and the ketones energize the whole body. Coconut fat consumption, 65% of the medium-chain triglyceride MCTs, 19% long-chain fatty acids, and 8% monopolysaturated fatty acids. We talked a lot about lauric acid. Coconut oil is different from other saturated fats. It contains MCTs and lauric acid, which are saturated fats, but are beneficial to the body. Lauric acid increases HDL, good cholesterol, antibacterial. It's found in breast milk, and it's not found in soy, corn, or peanut oils. So those saturated fats could be bad for you, while others, in moderation. Studies reporting saturated fats is bad using selective evidence. Most didn't use pure virgin coconut oil. The effects of coconut oil on lowering triglycerides and increasing HDL were ignored. There's a lack of evidence linking saturated fat to heart disease. Replacing saturated fat with polyunsaturated fat didn't improve mortality in that one isolated study. Bottom line from that study, coconut oil saturated fats are natural and beneficial. There's many recipes we'll talk about more moving forward with coconut, how to use coconut, coconut oil in cooking, diversification, different types of MCTs, caprylic acid, capric acid, and lauric acid. We'll break all of those down in future shows. But caprylic acid with MCT benefits, it turns into instant ketones, it improves energy and mental clarity, it stabilizes blood sugar level, reduces hunger and cravings, promotes fat burning, and kills bacteria and yeast, supporting good, healthy keto brain induced by appetite. We'll talk about the extreme shake over at the CTFO business show a little bit later. The recap of Coach Adam Levy's Thursday night webinar with Dave D'Angelo, D'Arcangelo. There's so many products on the market that you may be confused about which one is the best. So caprylic acid benefits are what you want to key on. We'll talk more about those in the next episode as we continue unlocking nutrition for we seniors, geriatrics specifically, but overall for all the ubiquitous audience, where we can reverse anxiety through diet, nutrients, and amino acids, and reduce exposures to GMOs, molds, and toxins, and how we can collectively implement tips and tricks to prepare healthier foods and empower ourselves, our families, and our children to get involved in the kitchen as well. So going to close the show for today. I want to thank you all for continuing to join the show both today and moving forward. Always remember that BA Sales, Kennel Kelp, Ada's Animal Products, CTFO, all my supplying vendors, Goodwill Ambassadors, clients, and legionnaires of like-minded intuitives will promote good health in people, animals, plants, and the planet. I want to thank all the invited audience where applicable from many different avenues. Many have been invited. Ubiquitous audience, thanks for joining us. Hopefully you'll continue to do so. We're hopefully being perceived as a harbinger of good information in the capacity that I've served for over 40 years. Being a conduit to put you in touch with good information, products, companies, manufacturers, and providers of good health care for both animals and pets. If you do like us, please physically like us and share us on social media. It helps in the algorithms. We grow exponentially both in the business at CTFO and at our shows, plural, here at the podcast. We'll say bye-bye for now. We'll see you in the next episode, and may God bless. Peace.